I remember looking down at the carpet tiles in Lawrence's office. I can still see them now, with hyper-real clarity, every minute grey acrylic fibre of them, gleaming in the fluorescent light, coarse and glossy and tightly curled, lascivious, obscene, the grey pubic fuzz of an ageing administrative body. I stared at them as if I had never seen carpet tiles before. I didn't want to meet Lawrence's eyes. "Please," I said, "stop it." Lawrence blinked and inclined his head innocently.
"Stop what?" he said.
And just like that, for the moment it was gone. I breathed again. Above us, one of the fluorescent tubes was buzzing loudly. "Why did the Home Secretary have to resign?" I said. Lawrence raised an eyebrow.
"Don't tell me you don't know. I thought you were a journalist."
"Not a serious one. Nixie does current affairs the way The Economist does shoes, on a need-to-know basis."
"The Home Secretary had to resign because he fast-tracked a visa for his lover's nanny."
"You believe that?"
"I don't really care one way or the other.
But he never seemed that stupid to me."
"Oh, listen to them."
From outside Lawrence's door there was laughing and shouting. I heard the sound of paper being scrunched into a ball. Feet scuffed on the carpet. A paper ball clanged into a metal waste paper basket.
"They're playing corridor football," said Lawrence. "They're actually celebrating."
"You think they set him up?" He sighed.
"I'll never know what they did to him, Sarah. I didn't go to the right schools for that. My job is just to write a goodbye letter to the man. What would you put?"
"It's hard if you didn't really know him. I suppose you'll just have to stick to generalities." Lawrence groaned.
"But I'm terrible at this," he said. "I'm the sort of person who needs to know what I'm talking about. I can't just write some spiel."